Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. As my guest, Regina Martino, who is the author of Shungite, Protection, Healing, and Detoxification. Regina is a geobiologist and bioenergy expert specializing in stones and crystals. She lives in Paris, France, where she runs La Roque Maurier, I'm probably not pronouncing that right, a crystal gem and stone boutique. Welcome, Regina. Thanks for joining us from France. Well, I guess first we'd like to hear a little bit about you and how you came across Shungite and why you found it so fascinating.
As you said, I'm a geobiologist. It means that I work on energy of the earth, energy of place in home, so the study about energy in our environment. So during some years, I was making a lot of research with a group of researchers in Switzerland and France. And so we are very, very interested in all techniques to help people to live in a peaceful and very energetic environment. So we find that it was quite difficult. There is an increasing problem that it was all the emission of all electromagnetic field. So we are really hardly search for solution to propose to our client, to our studying. And so we try a lot of different things. And there exist a lot of people who try to make complex thing with electromagnetic field and technological effect. And one day we meet a Russian geologist who give us a piece of like a plastic box that contains shungite, and so we try on an energetic field, because also my research and the research of our group was about also all the energetic fields of individuals that talk us about what is environment of the body and energy. And so the first time we meet Shungite, it was with this Russian geologist who give us, and we take, oh wow, it's so strong, very different about other kind of stone. And in this moment, it was about 2006, and we begin at this moment to make a lot of research and to try to prove in energetic research that it was really, really effective, this stone. So in Russia, people was using this stone for electromagnetic field. So we try to see if it's really a reality for us. So it was my first encounter in this moment, and I was really, really shocked quite in a way of the strongest of the effect on my body. And I know now that it's a lot of years that I work with this stone. I know that a lot of people who come in my shop, who come in my seminars, the first time they touch shungite is very, very, very impressive. I don't know if you try to encounter this stone, but it really, the first time it's quite emotional, energetic, because it's a little bit different of other stones.
Well, yeah, I've actually never experienced it, but in the back of your book, you have some sources where you can order it. I noticed Heaven and Earth is on there, and I've ordered Moldavite from them before. I hope to order some and try it.
Yeah, I will send you some specimen, because it's very interesting to have an experience, a direct experience, and because I think one of the fantastic effect of this stone that is we are composed mostly of carbon, so stone, we meet a stone that is carbon also. So it's like us, is the main, it's organic stone, the origin. Mm-hmm. So it's something they took to a profound sense of our matter.
So let's talk a little bit about where shungite is found. Where are the mines?
Yeah, because shungite is, as I said, is a organic camber origin, and this stone is found for the moment, because we never know if we will find one day in another place. But for the moment, we find only in Russia, in a special part of Russia that is called Karelia, that is near Finland. So it's in the north of, if you go to St. Petersburg, it's 400 kilometers in the north of St. Petersburg. So it's a big region. It's near the Onega Lake. It's a very big lake in this region. Mm-hmm. And is you find 9,000 square kilometers of shungite rocks. But it's not only pure shungite. It's all rocks. It's composed mostly or little with shungite. So it's a big place. But only in this place in the world, for the moment, we find shungite.
And you talk in the book about different forms of shungite. Would you like to go through those?
Yeah, because it's a rock. It's not a. You can find shungite in different composition. The more pure, if you we can tell like this, is what we call silver shungite, because it's very rare. It's a scarce production. You find only the 1% of shungite is this silver shungite, and it's composed 98% of carbon. The shungite you find mostly is what we call black shungite, that is a dark black stone, like a little bit carbon with a little bit silicon inside, and is mostly 50-60% of carbon, and the other rest is a lot of silicon and other elements, and this you find a lot. And is the most simple to work also if you have to cut, if you make forms with. So it's the one we use mostly for protect home or electronic device, because it's a little bit cheaper than the other. And after you find in these, as I said, 9,000 square kilometers in Russia, you find other kind of rocks. You have only find 30% or 20%, so it's more gray, more like a rock, you know, and you find a little bit shungite inside. So normally what we find when you buy on internet or you find in the rock shop is mostly all the silver one or both silver and a black one.
Mm-hmm. And is it easy to find the silver shungite?
It's quite rare, but you find on the market if you go in some site. I sell also, for example, now I have a site in United States, so I sell also some good quality of shungite. And the silver one is very nice to work with if you have to work with your own body. If you want to wear, to have in a pocket, it's very, very nice material, you know, very nice, also looking nice. And otherwise, the black one is very, very useful and is the mostly find. And is they both you find on the market of stone. And, but in for example, if you go in Russia, I seen a lot of photos. They use also the gray one because they use for making stones like construction. You know, and you find also there is in St. Petersburg there is a church. Is all the border is made with shungite. They use also for construction.
Yeah, that must be amazing. Now you have a shungite room in your place in France, is that right?
Yeah, this is interesting because when I begin to make all my research about shungite, I tried. It was not so simple at the beginning because in France you didn't find at the moment. And so I make a lot of study. I write to a lot of Russians. So I try to find a lot of information for writing the book. But now in the United States you find the book in English, but I write it in 2011. So I make all the research between 2006, 2008, 2009. And at this moment I find that a lot in a few places in Russia they construct Shungite room. And so I write a lot about. Also, in some military place, they use Shungite room for hospital, for helping illness to go faster, to go faster in recovering wellness, you know. So it's I think that it was a good idea to try to make it in France. And so I import a lot of plate of Shungite, and I study a small room. It's not very big, a small room, all covered with 1 centimeter of Shungite plate, mm-hmm. and it's all black when you go inside. And you, I use for relaxation and regenerating energy little moments. You know, people came, they go 20 minutes inside with a small colored light, and after when they go out, I make energetic sound with. I use also crystal balls for healing, and mm-hmm. people really feel very, very well when you are too much stress or completely without energy. You go inside, and 20 minutes you go out, and you keep really refresh totally your energy. You find centering, grounding. It's very, very useful and very interesting effort.
Yeah, we have. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would say that every day when my shop is open, because it's in the backstage of my shop in Paris, every mm-hmm. day I have a lot of person who come and to make some session in this room, and a lot of healer, for example, the healer, they work hard with their energy, and they need mm-hmm. sometimes to go regenerate, and so they come often to my Shangutra room, and I use also for me.
Well, I bet. We have a person who comes here 4 times a year with a GVD camera. And in your book, you have the bioelectrographic test using the GVD capture. And so the pictures before and after show what Shungite does to the energy system very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know how it works. Yeah, because it's a very interesting test. You can see the effects. Before and after Shungite,
right.
We use in the test on the book. We make a lot of book, a lot of tests, but in the book I put only two because otherwise it's quite difficult to read the graphic if you are
right.
not so used. We make a lot of tests with the GDV, and we have all the confirmation of the tests we make with other techniques. And it's very, very talking. You see, and you know, you see that all chakras go inside, all the field were completed. There are no hole no more. So it's very regenerating the energy and put something more strong and more compact in your energy. So we use for showing how change, for example, you take a hotspot of internet spot for Wi-Fi, and you put we make a test before only without Shungite, so we see that the energetic body is completely not really centered. There are some hole in energy, and when you put a pyramid on the hotspot, it's better than if you don't use hotspot, because not only you you change the effect of you neutralize the impact of electromagnetic radiation, but also this radiation of the hotspot is there is the information of Shungite. So you receive this information in your body and you feel really quite well, very, very nice with this kind of information. So yeah, a lot of people who begin to use Shungite in their home, they really feel the difference.
Yeah, I would imagine. You can use it, like you can wear it, you can use it in the house, you can put it in water and either bathe in it or put it on plants. You can make a paste of it and put it on arthritis areas, which I think I'm going to recommend to some of my patients. Because that's very...
Yeah, there are really a lot of function that you can use. When I have people ask me what is better, it's very difficult to say what is better because you can, for example, take some pebbles of Shungite and put in your water, and this Shungite will... energize your water, but also there is the power of carbon that make like a filter, so it take also the negative chemical that you find in water. So your water is the taste is very nice after a while, and also you feel that you have more energy when you drink Shungite water. So this is one of the simplest use of Shungite, and I think it was the first use in Russia, because before they really use for this kind of like electromagnetic field, it doesn't exist 200 or 300 years ago. So the first use of Shungite is for this reason. It was discovered that there are some source of water near the lake that pass through Shungite rocks. So people go in these sites, and they say that it's like a miraculous water. So they go to take, and they use for health, they use also for illness. So this, the first use is water. So it's the simple one. I test a lot. I drink every day Shungite water. It's very, very nice. So this is the most simple. So you go directly in your body, and so you give strongest for you. After you can take some pendant you put on your neck, for example. You can also find earrings, some fashion design if you want. And so you put on your body. So also is another kind of use that you can. So when you put on your body, you make your body strongest, your energetic body strongest. So it means that you are more... you are more in down in with your feet feel really the earth. You are more grounded, and all your energetic body is more aligned in the between the earth and the up. So you feel really more present to you. So it's a really nice to wear Shungite. And when you put your Shungite on you, also you can be near electromagnetic fields, or you are in a car or somewhere where there are energy is not very, very nice, but it's very useful. After, you can also go more deeper in the use, more specific use, and so you can find some little plate that you put on your computer, for example. So when you touch computer, you have any problem of energy. You can use, for example, on the cordless telephone, because cordless telephone are, we don't know, but the base have a stronger emanation house. It can go some meters around in a house, so it's very nice to put a shungite on the base of your telephone. After, also the classic is to put a small shungite plate on your phone, for example. You can use on computer, you can use on hotspot, and all things that you feel that the energy is not really what you want. Sometimes I also put some shungite in the fridge, because all your, for example, all the your vegetable, your fruit are it live inside an electromagnetic field. So if you put shungite inside, your vegetable keep more energy, for example. So it can use, it's very, very, very big. There are a lot of solutions for anything. So there are also for very specific, there are some cushions, like with inside people, that you can sit on for relaxing, for example, or when you, if you make a, if you go in a car and you stay a long time in a car, you are very tired, so you can sit on this kind of cushion. There are also small belts that you put on your back if you have bed ache or something like that, and you keep more energy. So it's really quite infinite. You can invent what you want with shungite, and it's very nice because it's the element who composed shungite is carbon. We are also carbon. So it's something that is very natural. When you begin to use, you feel that is you are really in a good relation, something very, very simple and very useful.
Now, from looking in the book at the research done in Russia, it doesn't appear that there's too many diseases that don't respond to shungite, including mental illness and like emotional instability from the post-traumatic stress problems that they had with the terrorists in Russia. Even that responds. So,
yeah, because in a way, if we, for example, I work with energy also, not only for home. My specialty is also healing with energy. So when I work with on chakra, on energetic field around, you know, so when I see, for example, disease in energetic vision, you see that any disease is also on an energetic plane, there is some blockage. So also mental disease, as you said, is something that is there is a lack of balance. So shungite keep a balance of your body.
Right.
So in a way, some people ask me what illness you can it's useful for shungite is useful for what illness. But in a way, it's mostly something that give you a really balance and grounding. So when you have grounding, you stabilize something, and when you have balance, you balance. So it's something that help any disease, but not completely. So for me, it's not really what can say, like in Latin you said panacea, you know, panacea, that it means the is the something that it solves any problem of illness. It's not this, but the enhance your wellness is more this, I think. So I never said, you have a cancer, take a shungite. You have this, you have it. No, not in this sense, because this is a fake thing. I don't say that shungite is a miracle. Shungite is very strong, so it can really help your health. So if you do other thing, complementary thing, you can also bring it for have something more. But you don't. You can't hope that shungite make all. You know, I think it's more in this sense that we have to take it.
So you've studied the bioenergetics of shungite. Would you like to explain what you found in terms of the torsion fields?
Yeah, because yes, I speak about torsion field in the book. and it's a theory, torsion field. Some people think the torsion field is not really physics. Others, yes, so it's very complicated in a way. But torsion field, it can, if we explain in a simple way, it means that all is natural in life is something that bring life to a balance. It all is all things that are created by an instrument of by man-made in a way create something that is you have the opposite. You know, it's we call also chirality. Chirality, I think we said in English. So it means that molecules they don't have the same spiral that life. When you create, for example, a synthetic, for example, vitamin, you have both. You know, when you if you create in a lab, you have the two torsion fields of molecules that will create, by man-made work. In natural, all is have a right torsion field. It means that it's like sunlight, for example, is something that is useful for life, you know. So shungite have this strong effect on a right torsion field. It means that it's really enhancing life, like carbon in a way. Also the simple carbon you can use. Coal. If you take the coal, the powder of coal, sometimes in the old medicine we use coal for having benefits for healing, and because it's something that is really in relation with our body material, and so shungite have this more powerful way because it contains very rare molecules that we call fullerenes, that was found in a research laboratory during the 80s, so it's very new. And they find that in stars or in some other place very rare in the world, they find this kind of molecules, that it means that carbon create they take 60 atom of carbon, make like a sphere, like a football ball, you know, and so it create like a sphere, and this sphere create an energetic potential very very different with other kind of molecule. And I think this presence of fullerene inside this matter that give it the power of shungite.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think it does too. What sort of other research have you done to determine what shungite does? Is there any other things that you've looked at?
I continue to make research in a way because I diffuse a lot in France. It's 5-6 years that I work with shungite or more. So I mostly use with human energy and electromagnetic field because it's the biggest problem we have in this moment. But I have a feedback with a lot of clients that tell me that they use a lot of ache can really disappear with shungite. It's not true, but I have a lot of testimonial that people have a headache and they don't have no more because they use shungite, for example, or other things. For example, also there are people they use for if you, for example, if you cut your finger, you take a shungite and you put on your cutting on I don't know on your where is bleeding, and after a few minutes you feel that the this cutting is closed quite, you know. It's something really enhances healing power of your body. It's not something magical. We have this power in us. But we know that when you are very tired, for example, I think you know better than me because it's your work to make sure surgical and in the hospital. So when you are more you are tired, more it's difficult that your body repair and really go in healing, profound healing. And so the capacity Shungite put your, for example, your skin in a way that you will recover faster your perfect healing. So this is if you, for example, the other sometimes I try I work in my kitchen and you touch metal, fire, something like that, and you burnt your skin, and after a while, if you do anything, you have a very red, you have problems. And if you put a Shungite in the beginning, you put this 5 minutes and it's no more red or it's healed. So it's quite magical because it's like if you said to yourself, oh, you have this power of healing, you can get it, go in your healing and you will see. I feel like this, so it's as I say, it's not very scientific, but it's really, a lot of people experience this, and it's not magical, it's our own capacity of healing, it's not Shungit that do it, only that Shungit tell to your body that you are really capable to do it. I think it's mostly like this. It's the torsion field that is very powerful. Mm-hmm. It's like sun, also sun help. A lot of person have a problem because if you live inside the room all the winter, and if you go when you go in sun is very powerful. It's very right torsion field. So if you know that when you are in sun and you eat good meal and you drink good water, your energy is better. And Shungite is something more powerful, like a concentrate of life.
So has anybody put Shungite in a bandage or a dressing to put on wounds?
Yeah, we try things like this. You can also, the only problem that Shungite is very, very black, so it's a little bit impressive. But I try, for example, I'm not a medical, you know, so I don't do, I'm not the culture to do or to make this kind of experiment. But I try, for example, to make some... you take the powder. You can also have some powder, and you can make in bandage or some. It's the only problem that your bandage will be very very black, so it's quite strange. But you can wash very well, and you can use like this. In Russia, I think they use really for anything. They make also cream for ache. The cream, if you have a problem on the leg or on the back, you can make this cream. For the moment, it's very difficult to make importation, you know, to import this cream, because if you have all this right in Russia and you have to have some certificate in France, for example, it's very difficult to make this. But I think we can invent something. I'm trying, for example, in this moment, I'm trying to make... some oil for massage oil with Shungite. And I make a lot of experiments, and it's very, very, you put this oil that is, you make maceration with Shungite inside, and it's very, very, you can massage, and after your skin is very, very, you can really help with a lot of problem for the body. So I'm trying to develop all this, but you know I'm mostly I'm mostly specialized in bioenergetic research. So it's not not a medical expert. So I don't make this kind of test. But I think it can be. I hope that my book in the United States will make this effect that people will. you know, will make some tests more in another domain. I think it can be really interesting. For example, in before I import Shungite, I put in my book that in Kazakhstan, for example, they use in also for make agriculture. So mm-hmm. you can also make cultivation plants. People who put Shungite for also for animals in the water, you know. So I think it really. I hope that Shungite will become something very more popular in mm-hmm. because it can really help solve a lot of problem.
Yeah, I wonder if they could make a cell phone cover with Shungite in the plastic or in the material. Uh-huh. That would help protect from the cell phone, and also since you wear it on your body, that would be like wearing it, you know, you'd wear it somewhere on the body. That
but
would
also
help too.
Yeah, you can, but also if you put, for example, I sell some little bit some plate that you put on your phone after your phone is no more. The potential of Shungite is not only to make a filter, but they really, when you put a big piece or something on mm-hmm. your electronic device, it changes the information of the waves. So it's mm-hmm. not only like a filter that you put, you know, like if you make a curtain and after the radiation don't come. They really change the radiation. In a sense, you have a radiation that give you an information that is toxic for you. And when you put Shungite, the information of this wave is no more toxic. So the only thing you need is to know how big the piece of Shungite is you need for this kind of device. And this is my test. I make a lot of tests like this. And all the thing I sell, for example, I calibrate the quantity of Shungite for a computer. You need this measure. If you have a smartphone, you have this measure. If you have I make this kind of calculation also, a pyramid 7 centimeters is make 3 meters, so around more biggest it's 4 meters, you know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So this only is the calculation I make with the bioenergetic research. So uh-huh. after you know what you need, but one time you put the quantity you need, but it's okay. Because a ton of the, talk about this, that is very important, that Shungite is very different from other stones. Because if you take crystals, black tourmalines, I use all these stones. It's also my specialty to work with crystals. But Shungite never take negative charge. Because if you take a crystal, for example, you put a crystal on your hotspot, after 1 month, the crystal will be completely saturated of the information of hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
If you take also black tourmaline, probably you need 4 months or 5 months to be totally saturated of the information of the computer. Shungite never charge, and for the moment I have only 6 years of experiment, but I know because Russians use it, and it never charge. You take a pyramid that you put in your computer, you can also put near your bed, is any problem. So this is a real important thing of Shungite. So anybody can use. There are not. You don't have to know about crystal healing or how to discharge or how to purify. You take it and it's okay. So it's very useful for anybody.
Now we're coming up on the end of our session here. Can you give your contact information, your website?
I have a website in English. that is 3WW, and is Shungite dash protection dash and dash healing .com.
Okay.
Voilà.
And
so it's the site, and so you can find a lot of kind of shungite if you need for your home, for you. I create mm-hmm. some pack for, I explain also how to do. And also people, you find on the site, you find my mail, so mail address, so people can also write to me if they want more information. I can answer mm-hmm. to mails.
Great. And your book is Shungite Protection, Healing, and Detoxification.
Yeah.
And that would be available probably anywhere we buy
yeah.
books, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Like I said, I had no idea anything like Shungite even existed. And it's very exciting because I've always been very interested in bioenergetics, and especially as it relates to healing. And certainly for wounds and other very difficult medical conditions, this is something that we could add to what we're already using.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it can be really interesting to develop this kind of research.
Yeah. Well, I will be sure to let you know what we find with it, if we can keep in touch. And,
yeah.
And I thank you very much for joining us, and thanks for the information.
Thank you to invite me.
Well, this has been Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. We've been speaking with Regina Martino. Her book, Shungite, Protection, Healing, and Detoxification, a truly remarkable stone with many, many beneficial qualities, especially in this age of electromagnetic contamination. Thanks, Regina, and please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.